If you have a pet that is sensitive to certain noises, please keep that pet away from the speakers. It's a story about people who sing badly.
Well, you wanted a person who couldn't sing, and I think I've given you everything you wanted.
Once again, Ashley Simpson.
Computer programs are now available that can make almost anyone seem to be singing in tune. On a Monday,
I am waiting. They've been working on ways to fix pitch for as long as people have been making records. They've gotten much more successful at it in the last couple years.
Dylan is a veteran audio engineer, has opted to use a piece of software called AutoTune. Once it's analyzed her singing, it can nudge her toward the right notes automatically or enable Dylan to attempt a delicate repair by hand.
I can zoom in on it and see how close or far she is from the pitch, and we can correct it.
You can even draw in a new line, and the computer will make her sing that note. We'll also add some reverb and adjust her timing. You can even draw in a new line, and the computer will make her sing that note. And the computer will make her sing that note. And the computer will make her sing that note. We'll also add some reverb and adjust her timing.
A lot of mainstream pop music is heavily tuned to almost, you know, perfection, and the sound of phony perfection is pretty clear.
I suppose it's kind of like plastic surgery.
There's definitely the sound of permanent surprise in some songs.
So what does it mean to be a singer if singers don't really have to be able to sing on key anymore? So what does it mean? You can even draw in a new line, and the computer will make her sing that note. We'll also add some reverb and adjust her timing. You can even draw in a new line, and the computer will make her sing that note. And the computer will make her sing that note. And the computer will make her sing that note. We'll also add some reverb and adjust her timing.
You know, we would spend 5 minutes singing and 10 hours auto-tuning. It's insidious. I hear it everywhere.